Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big doubleheader tonight on Monday Night Football. Jets and Dolphins.
Huge game.
And then Bengals, Broncos. So I believe it is...
What time does that one start?
7 o'clock. And then the other game starts at 6:15.
Oh, they both start at the same time, kind of.
Essentially, yeah. Oh. I think they're going to do the whole, like, where one game starts and it goes to halftime, the other game kicks off. And then by the time that game's at the end of the first quarter, you start the second half. And then by the time the second game's at halftime, the other game's rounding up. And then you kind of feel how everything else goes. But... make sure you people in Jackson County get your sleep tonight. Got a big day tomorrow. Got a big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
From the 816, Frank White, I'm driving all family, friends, and relatives to vote tomorrow. It's me versus you, Frank, at the ballot box. Hashtag Chiefs, hashtag Royals, hashtag let's go.
I wish some of that could save some of it, but I understand where people are with the aggravation. I actually got a text from somebody yesterday on the government side of things that said to me, how bad do you think he's going to get recalled? And I said, I don't know, like 80-20? I mean, I don't know. I've never seen one of these type of elections before. I also talked to somebody else who said it's not going to be as bad as we think.
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be
any signs in people's yards to say don't recall Frank White.
And something like this is like, this is a passionate vote. Like, you're not going to roll down to the polls to say, yeah, keep him in office, but you are going to roll down to the polls to say, no, kick him out, you know?
Correct. It turns out that a bunch of people that are celebrities said no to the halftime show, Bad Bunny. Going to be the halftime show this year. So I'm sure your kids probably love that.
I haven't talked to them about it. They were long in bed, I guess, by the time, you know, that kind of announcement came. And I stayed up for it because I thought it was going to be Adele that was supposed to be the halftime act. And obviously it's not. Taylor was asked to do it, but she wasn't going to do it for free, which I would tell everybody in life, don't do anything for free. Don't let people abuse you. Say, oh, it's a great opportunity. No, it's not. Put cash in my hand. So Taylor doesn't need to do that for free. So Bad Bunny, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me, but if it does stuff for others, fine. Great. I don't care. I've never been one to get worked up over the halftime show. Some people do. Some people get worked up over the halftime show.
I just don't really
show.
Care unless it's somebody that's like super iconic. And I know Bad Bunny is like super popular right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously has two different types of fan bases. You have your Latino fan base. You have your American fan base. Does a lot of stuff for the WWE as well.
I thought he was great in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he was great as his caddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
He was good.
Yeah,
in that.
He was
yeah.
good. Yeah, you're right.
And now we just need to figure out who's going to play the Chiefs in that Super Bowl game. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm there yet.
Probably Philadelphia, I would imagine.
God, that would break the NFL.
Oh, my God. Would the NFL want that again or not?
I mean, not. Ratings-wise, yes, the NFL would, but the fan base would be like, oh.
No, NFL fans would be.
You think mad if it was Chiefs and Eagles again?
Sure. Of course.
Anything Chiefs, but especially Chiefs-Eagles.
Chiefs-Eagles,
I mean, the NFL loved it when it was Dallas versus Buffalo back-to-back years, but I'm sure the fan bases were like,
oh. Oh, I remember it. It was awful. But back in those days, the NFC used to just crush the AFC in the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl was never a good game. I mean, the Giants won that game against Buffalo 20-19. And after that, it was just destruction, 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 destruction until John Elway showed back up. And then the AFC finally got back, you know, in the win column in the Super Bowl. But those Super Bowl games were absolute destruction. You're gone by halftime. Those things, they sucked with Dallas.
Dallas won 93, 94, 95.
No, Dallas only won
just the two, right?
Yeah. They won two, then had a year off, and then, you know, Barry Switzer came in, and they won that third one, you know, under Barry Switzer. I forget who they beat. I think they beat the Chargers in that I think it was the Chargers in that final Super Bowl that they won, like, 1996, my freshman year of college, guys.
Who? Wow. Dallas?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my freshman year of college.
The Packers won in 96. Packers won
95, 96 Super Bowl, whatever that was.
Packers won in 96, then Denver won in 97, 98. And then the Rams won in 99.
Yeah.
And then Patriots went on their run.
Yeah, it was. My freshman year of college is the last time that Dallas was a Super Bowl team. 30 some years ago.
Because Buffalo, what? They lost to Washington, the Giants.
And twice and Dallas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They lost to the entire NFC East except Philadelphia during that little run, you know. But no, I mean, you start to look around and you start to see teams that are separating themselves from each other. I think you have to consider the Chiefs now, guys, in the category of dominating teams in the AFC. I don't think anybody can take that away from them right now. I mean, I think if you lined up and played when healthy, and they will against the Chargers, I think the Chiefs would probably be a favorite in that game. Obviously, they're going to be at home, you know, for that game, but they're healthier than the Chargers are right now, who are a banged-up mash unit on their offensive line. Good luck, Justin Herbert, now with your third left tackle that is going to be playing this season for the Chargers. So, I mean, I'm looking around the NFL right now. There isn't that dominating team. Detroit's really good, obviously. Philadelphia's really good, obviously. Other than those two in the NFC at this point in time, I'm not ready to really say, oh, yeah, this team is, you know, is likely to match up with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's still good. I know they had a rocky game yesterday, but it was still
– it's the Saints.
Yeah, and I think that they looked ahead. I mean, I think the Saints probably on their bulletin board all week put up 15.5 and said that's how much they think they're going to beat you by.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo did end up, like, running away with that game. But, again, it was
– it was close for a while, though.
For the majority of the game. Yeah. I mean, like, that was – and that was Spencer Rattler. But, again, I think that was probably one of those games where, like, we've seen the Chiefs do this before when they were the dominant team in the AFC. You play a team that's not that great, that has no real superstar on their team. I know Olave and Kamara are really, really good, but it's one of those things where Andy Reid's like, I don't really need to show anything. And I think that's probably what Buffalo did yesterday. They're like, 100%. We're at home, we're playing a really bad team, we don't really need to bring out our A playbook. And then guess what happened? When they started to face adversity, Josh Allen took over, scored a rushing touchdown, kind of went nuts, and all of a sudden it was like, all right, we're good. Final score, what, was like 30-17 or something like that, or whatever. Yeah. Buffalo ended up winning the game. I don't know what the actual final score was. But again, I think Buffalo is still there in the AFC. I think they're still that team.
No doubt.
I think that we are really high on this win against the Ravens. But again, 2-2, Chargers still 3-1, and the Chargers have beaten everybody in their division. And they've beaten the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs were not fully healthy. But again, I'm over excuses. Like, we've done that before, right? We didn't do that with the Royals pitching. By the way, 82-80 on the year.
Congratulations. Above 500 is great. Well, it really is.
We'll get to Vern at 9 to talk all things Royals and playoff baseball as well.
Smash.
But again, I do think that with that win, that type of win yesterday, with actually getting a piece back, because if we're not going to use excuses when somebody's out, then we got to not use excuses when somebody comes back. And the addition of just one person who wears the jersey number one made that offense look night and day. And it made Patrick Mahomes look better. It made the offensive line look better. And the defense and Spags set everything up, and everything looked like it should have from week one. So again, if that's what it's supposed to look like, and they were supposed to have this offense waiting for number four, then yeah, okay, go take care of business against Jacksonville. And then, like I said, you have an absolute banger of a game against the Detroit Lions.
You know, I looked at Jacksonville and okay, you're 3-1, right? They didn't beat anybody, though, so far this season, right? Like, they've not had a murderer's row of a schedule. Did they beat Detroit, Jacksonville?
Oh, no, okay, yeah, Jacksonville. Well, yeah, they played the AFC South. Yeah. I think they've beaten, what, Tennessee? They had a game yesterday against, they struggled.
They beat the Niners.
They beat the 49ers yesterday.
Dude, everyone's hurt for the Niners.
And everybody's hurt for the Niners.
And that was the game yesterday that finally affected them.
And then at the end of the game, Robert Saleh almost killed that
Liam Cohen
guy.
Yeah. Dude, that was crazy. I
keep my name out of your effing mouth. They were yelling at each other. Apparently, last week, Saleh was accusing Liam Cohen of cheating.
Stealing
signs. And, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So guess who we have this week? You know, Jacksonville. So now is this something that we need to worry about? That this dude Duvall guy is down here. Did he come from New England? Do we know? Did he worked with that Licht in Tampa who came from New England? That was true. Tom Brady's guy.
True.
There's your cheating connection right there. There it is. Yes, Liam Cohen, I do believe, was cheating.
There you go.
Because he's got some sort of New England ties. That guy, though, yesterday on the field, man, I've never seen two coaches like get in each other's grill.
Oh, Robert Saleh would kick his ass.
Robert Saleh would kick everybody's ass in the NFL.
Hell yeah!
Was he just sourpuss yesterday for losing? Like, was he just mad that he lost? Did he really think he had evidence that he cheated?
Well, no, he said it earlier in the week, and so like Cohen was approaching him after the game to talk about it too.
And I have no issue with Liam Cohen then in that situation.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, not with Liam Cohen. No, yeah. Like,
yeah, I have no issue. Like, people are like, oh, Robert Saleh, the guy beat his ass. Robert Saleh cheating. I understand that. Cool, awesome, bros. But again, like, yeah, you're gonna say that this guy's a cheater, and then he goes out there and beats you. Get bent. 26-21.
I
ain't done.
I like it. I think it's fun to have this kind of scuff up going on, you know, in a game. So again, Jacksonville's 3-1 Monday night, a week from tonight. I'm sure the Chiefs are favorite. I did see yesterday they were a 3-point favorite before everything kind of took place, you know, last night and everything like that. Not that it would affect the line or anything, but the Chiefs should be, you know, comfortably going down to Jacksonville expecting to win this game. 3-1 for Jacksonville is not. The Chiefs are by far a better. It's not indicative of who they are as a franchise now. No, and San Francisco. I mean, they're holding on for dear life, and they almost beat them yesterday too. Right? They almost had Jacksonville.
Chiefs sit right now on DraftKings is a 3-point favorite going into Monday Night Football. I'm not sure how much that will move, but I assume that they will probably throw a 0.5 on that 3 towards the Chiefs before you get to Tuesday.
You have to.
Like, it'll probably be today. So if you want to take the even 3, which is nice. You can do that. And to give a look ahead of who Jacksonville has played this season, Jacksonville so far 3-1 on the season. They lost.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lost to Cincinnati in week 2, and that's when they had Jake Browning. So that was kind of like a curveball game. They've beaten the Panthers, they've beaten the Texans, and they've beaten the Niners.
Yeah, that's not exactly a ooh.
No doubt about it.
The Panthers, the Texans, and the Niners.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.